News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proclaimed August 26 as Women's Equality Day, commemorating the 103rd anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution, granting women the right to vote. On Women's Equality Day, we honor the generations of women who fought hard so their daughters and granddaughters could have more rights than they were afforded, said Governor Whitmer. As governor, I know that I stand on the shoulders of so many women who opened doors and shattered glass ceilings for me, and I take the responsibility to do the same for my daughters and future generations seriously. I will continue empowering women in Michigan by expanding access to education, protecting reproductive freedom, and creating economic opportunity so anyone can make it in Michigan. This Women's Equality Day, I urge everyone to honor those who came before, celebrate how far we've come, and recommit ourselves to pursuing equality so everyone can pursue their full potential. More and more women continue to be firsts in their field or position, and I am so proud to see them lead with authority and authenticity across industries, said Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, D. Grand Rapids, first woman to lead the Michigan Senate. As one of those firsts, the first woman to serve as Senate Majority Leader in Michigan's history, I understand the additional, often unspoken efforts that go into earning a seat at the table. That's why it's so important to recognize Women's Equality Day, both in celebration of how far we've come, and to shine a light where disparities still linger. Since taking office, Governor Whitmer has been committed to addressing issues that disproportionately affect women. The first month in her administration, the governor signed an executive directive to ensure pay equity for state employees. In addition, Governor Whitmer expanded access to high-quality and affordable childcare for 150,000 more children. Earlier this year, the governor quintupled the Michigan Working Families Tax Credit to give over 700,000 working families an average tax refund of $3,150. Governor Whitmer also repealed the state's extreme 1931 abortion ban. Last month, the governor signed a package of bills that expands voting rights by implementing ballot proposal 22-2. Additionally, Governor Whitmer has worked to ensure appointees reflect Michigan's diverse population. 60% of appointees are women or people of color, and the Whitmer cabinet is the most diverse in Michigan history. Governor Whitmer has appointed more than 1,280 women to boards, commissions, and full-time positions. On Women's Equality Day in 2020, Governor Whitmer moved the Michigan's Women's Commission from the Department of Civil Rights to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, LEO, to enhance the capacity of both entities to address the economic issues Michigan women face every day. Women's Equality Day is a powerful reminder of the hard-fought battles that have brought us closer to gender parity, and we encourage everyone to join us on the journey toward greater equality, ensuring every woman's voice is heard, her aspirations are supported and her dreams are achievable free from bias or discrimination, said Cheryl Bergman, CEO of the Michigan Women's Commission. The Michigan Women's Commission serves as a driving force for positive change for women every day by advocating for policy changes, raising awareness about issues that affect women's ability to thrive in our economy and celebrating their achievements. Michigan was one of the first three states to pass the 19th Amendment, paving the way for other states to ratify the amendment. Michigan was once home to notable suffragettes including Sojourner Truth, Anna Howard Shaw, Clara Arthur, and Lucia Voorhees Grimes. Women's Equality Day celebrates the monumental efforts of those who have fought and continue to fight to protect women's constitutional right to vote.